The Racing Pulse Trials Expert opens up the Trial Files.
We look forward to the Trial Files each and every Thursday, especially when there are so many good horses racing. Glenn Ingram, how are you, mate?
Good, Michael. How are you going?
Very well indeed. Mate, let's rip straight into it because we've got some stars who have been at the trials and jump outs, including Exceedance at Flemington. What do you think?
Oh, I thought he was very good, Michael. In heat one there, he's returning good style. Set off a very fast speed set by Crystal Dreamer. Thought he worked home well into second. Note, the blinkers were off. So I suspect he may have won before he resumes.
All right, hey, mate, just struggling to hear you a bit there. If you can get a bit closer to the phone, that'd be brilliant. In heat two, we saw the other superstar three-year-old, Bivouac, who we get to see in the Oakley Plate on Saturday. He's been crunched in early markets. Are the punters on the right track?
Absolutely, and justified. This was simply an outstanding win. He followed up that good trial win in Sydney. He stalked the leading bunch on the outside here, and he trucked up under a big hold. Williams gave him plenty of rein in the straight. Gee, he looked superb. He was clear best of the morning there. And I thought the Oaks winner, Aristia Michael, was excellent, given a more forward showing at a second jump out of the preparation. You know, she's on track for the big Autumn Riches, and she kicks off first up at Caulfield on Saturday.
Yeah, looking forward to seeing her on route to the All-Star Mile. In heat three, there's a two-year-old from the Danny O'Brien you're keen to follow.
Yeah, look, he looked a very professional type. He trialled very well at Geelong, finished second in a fast run heat before a similar strong performance here in this jump out. He sat at the leaders girth throughout and he just went to the line untested. He's, you know, looks very professional. He's got plenty to offer and we're keen to follow him wherever he goes.
All right. Then Cranbourne, earlier in the week, there were some nice jump outs there as well.
Yeah, heat one obligatory. The two-year-old Fastnet Rock Colt with the informed Buffett and Young stable. Sharp trial 2 weeks ago at Cranbourne and I'm impressed here again, showing a clean pair of heels in the straight. He can certainly win a maiden on debut. And in heat seven, Michael, Chevrolet, a very exciting unraced three-year-old colt with Mick Kent stable. Two career jump outs, both been excellent. This is latest. He settled towards the rear and just worked his way through the gaps in the straight and he hit the line under a big hold. He's going to be very hard to beat. He was a clear standout of the morning there at Cranbourne. He goes to Moonee Valley on Friday night.
All right, sounds like we've got an early special coming up on Friday night. I had a look at the Werribee trials, especially Heat 1 and 2, where we got to see Santa Anna Lane, Holmesman and Mr. Quickie. What do you make of Santa in the first heat? He finished third, and I think the top three all had pretty nice performances.
Yeah, they certainly did. The champion sprinter, Santa Anna Lane, good return, finished strongly in third. It was a fast-run heat. Yulong January, who's a hard and fit horse coming off short lead up, beat him home. The winner of the heat, the runaway winner, was Fleet Review, that ex-Aidan O'Brien, now with Alexander Ray. He's had numerous jump outs this campaign. Ollie rode him in the trial. He's a very fit horse, and he's certainly a horse to follow. In heat two, Holmesman, now with Anthony Friedman. I thought he was superb having his first trial for the new stable. He jumped fast, controlled the speed. He was urged along early in the straight, but he let down nicely, and the jock was easy on him on the line. Mr. Quickie, also good, settling towards the rear. He made good ground up the inside. And a maiden galloper, Alphaville, from the Francis Finnegan stable at Cranbourne. I think he can win a maiden. He ran third in that heat.
We spoke to Kieran before about Southern France. He said he trialled at Werribee during the week. What do you make of Southern France's trial?
Yeah, very good. He was under the whip in the straight, but I thought he hit the line well. The winner of the heat was excellent, Night Passage. She's having a terrific prep. She's had two jump outs in this trial here at Werribee. She took up the running on the bend, ran away for a good win. Note, the time was probably slow for the 1400 there, but very keen to follow Night Passage. I think she might get out to a trip this prep.
And you found a horse named after Gareth Hall.
Heat 12, I Love Myself. There's an unraced two-year-old horse trained by Greg Urell, ridden by Damien Oliver here. He was a standout performer there at Werribee. I thought he was excellent. He settled midfield, let down powerfully down the outside to finish half a length off the winner, ran a very slick last 200. So Oliver rode him. Clearly he's a nice horse, and I suspect Greg Urell has a good one on his hands there.
All right, and another two-year-old from Team Snowden.
Yeah, great stable, obviously, but the two-year-old Stoical is a promising two-year-old colt. After a sharp recent jump out, he began fast in his seat and extended late for a soft win, fastest time in the morning. He looked better the further they went. Mark Zara rode. Mark Zara is a great judge of juveniles, and I think this is a horse to follow.
All right, we've got so much racing over the weekend and some really nice horses. Where have you found our bank builders?
Well, we'll kick off today, Michael, Thursday, Warrnambool Race 1, number 4, Billy DeLume. We think she'll be getting the cash. She's been a feature of our trial reports at the trial files. And tomorrow at sale, there's an unraced three-year-old filly from the Buff and Young stable called Sierra Sue, Race 2, number 7. Showed a nice turn of foot in her recent jump out. Both her jump outs have been excellent. So we're very keen to follow them.
And moving for Sierra Sue?
Yes, Sierra Sue. And Friday at the Valley, Michael, race 2, number 7, Chevrolet. Race 7, number 4, Sassy Salatage is flying there for the Gregor L stable. And race 8, number 12, there's a horse that's been working well, had a good jump out and then galloped well at the Valley. Race 8, number 12, Yulong June.
All right, mate. Leave us with the winner of the Diamond.
I'm going Let's Be Glam.
Let's Be Glam. All right. Trent Bussett and Natalie Young. Good on you, Glenn. We will speak next week. Good luck over the weekend.
Thanks, Michael. You too.